All right, J.J. Andrews, second place tonight. I told Anthony he only had one lap at you, but you must have known it was his birthday behind you.
Yeah, that's yeah. It was somebody's birthday. I don't know if it was Anthony's, but
behind him.
Oh.
It would be you.
Okay, good. Well, I couldn't follow you there, you know. I'm not that bright.
50 years old now, right?
At least. Yeah, I think that's the number. Wait, yeah, that's what the shirt says, but... Yeah, geez, that was quite a race there. I don't know. What do you think? Anything happen out there, Chris?
I think you had a better view than I did, and I think all too often, you're part of one of the many incidents, and this time you're not part of any of it except podium.
I know. I'm so relieved I didn't get involved in any of that stuff. The car was decent. It was too loose. It wasn't as fast as it should have been, so I couldn't really be a part of the equation, and I ended up part of the equation almost, but... They just kept wrecking and moving over for me. I thought it was nice of all those young gentlemen.
Your last chance move off turn four, what do you think your chances were going into turn three?
I didn't feel like would have had to mess up. I wasn't able to keep with him. I got into him a little bit on that restart, and not intentionally, but I went in pretty hot. I got a good run, and I was running into him, but it wasn't enough to mess up his car. A lot of these guys would have probably hit him harder and carried him up, and... I probably could have done that, but I thought about doing it, but I remembered I'm not that guy.
All right, minus the 22, minus the 9, minus the 99, minus the 98 and 73, the 18. What kind of car did J.J. Andrews have tonight if all those cars finished the race?
It wasn't a second-place car, I guarantee you that. It was a top 10 car. That's where I was going.
You've lost races like this, too, so this is a good way to finish up front and actually some good luck with you.
I'll take it. I could use some luck. We've had a lot of crappy stuff happen today or this year, but today worked out all right. I'm pretty satisfied with second in the heat, second in the feature.
I was just telling, mentioning it to Jason there, all three team tap-out cars going in tonight were in top 10 in points. There's only one race left before Classic.
We're really hoping for top five for all three of us, and we got a decent shot. I don't know how bad Jason got hurt in the points tonight, but we got a decent shot at top five. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
And finally, who'd you like to thank?
Well, obviously all the guys on the crew that worked so hard. I really want to recognize all the guys on all of the crews. I don't think the fans know how hard we really work on these cars and all the nights and all the sweat and all the baloney we all do to get these cars. And not just our team. Every team here, they got guys that are working 3-4 nights a week. Other people are out to the movies with their wife or... going to dinner. We mix that in a little bit, but we work hard, and it's hard. We sweat and we get filthy, and we could be doing other things, but we're in that shop Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, depending on what happens. And it's not just us, it's everybody here, and I would like to shout out everybody on all the teams that work so hard on these cars.